Hello and welcome back to the Everything BDSM Podcast. This is your host, Rope Tiger Daddy. This is episode number 6. Today we're going to talk about the stigma behind Daddy Dom Little Girl dynamics. Before we get into that, just wanted to really quick remind everyone that you should definitely check out, this is I guess my sponsor, which is me, definitely check out my books on Amazon under the pseudonym J.E. Earl. In particular, my first book was called How to Train Your Little. There's 3 volumes of that, and this is all about the daddy dom little girl dynamic. The first book is more of the basics. It gets into more advanced stuff and then even more advanced stuff in book 3. So I definitely highly recommend, if you're interested in this dynamic or you're interested in learning more about it or just reading something I find entertaining, definitely check out that book. We'll try to put a link to it in the show notes here, so you can find it more easily. So today, again, we're going to talk about the stigma behind daddy dom little girl dynamics. And if you're listening to this and you think, what stigma? It may be because that stigma is kind of backed off a little bit. Funny story I'm going to tell you in a minute about that. But kink and DS goes through stages. I mean, if you observe it long enough, just like anything, there's cycles and stages that it goes through. So when my baby girl and I entered into the community, if you remember the story I told a couple episodes back, we got off of FetLife after we met on FetLife, and then got back on FetLife and decided to get back into the community a couple years later after we developed our own stuff and after we tested the philosophies we learned in our time on FetLife and in forums and on the internet and things. And then we got off and then got back on. We became more active in the community because we were able to for the first time, because we were, I guess, out. We weren't confined to vanilla marriages. We weren't in different cities. We were able to do what we wanted to do. So one of the first things we did is, you know, our city was a fairly, it's not a huge city, but it's a fairly big city for our state. We decided we wanted to start a munch because there was none going in our city, and it had kind of been defunct. There was basically no munches around us. It was a funny, weird situation. There was the closest munch was probably 2 hours away. No one was organized in the community. We set all that up. We got everyone reorganized in the community. We started a munch, grew this community, grew this area back up to where we were having huge munches for the area where we're. A lot of shit happened. We just decided we didn't want to deal with the munches anymore, and we got out. But one of the very first munches, you know, of course you go to a munch, no one knows each other. They don't even know really probably much about your FET profile. It's weird. Men and women alike, no one reads FET profiles. They just sign up for events. They don't look and see who they're going to an event with or who, you know, is going to be there or what these people are about. But the very first munch we went to, again, no one wears a name tag. Hi, my name's Rope Tiger Daddy. I'm a daddy, master, dominant, primal, etc., blah, 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 blah. So you don't know what everyone does. My baby girl was walking around. You know, we're kind of social people, especially extroverted when it comes to kink and DS. When we did the munches, we were very extroverted. We wanted to meet everyone, talk to everyone, make everyone feel at home, welcome, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So my baby girl's talking, and I think at least one person, if not two people at that first initial munch, before knowing what she was or her role, hit us with the, I would never call anyone daddy. That's so gross. Like, ugh. Like, so back in that time, daddy dom little girl was still very stigmatized. It was one of those things that people, if you did it, you didn't talk about it. Not even among kinks communities, because people would look at it and say, well, you're a pedophile, period. Like they wouldn't investigate it. They wouldn't ask questions. It was almost like if you looked at a sadist and you're like hitting girls, you're an abuser. Like it was just that snap, quick judgment that they made. This was a time when 50 Shades had kind of come into the kink community. So people didn't really understand the older stuff. All they understood was, you know, 50 Shades style dominance. That's all they wanted to talk about. That's all they understood. And a lot of it was just sadism based. Like, again, a lot, you know, I talked about that in an episode, but a lot of people I met and still meet in the communities aren't dominants. They're tops and they're sadists. And that's fine. That do what you want to do, do what makes you happy, but that's not an accurate representation all the time. So one of the things that we found out really quick was that there was this stigma about Daddy Dom Little Girl. People thought it was pedophilia. People thought it was gross. They thought it was nasty, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's so odd that in like 2 years after that point, things had changed so much, cycled through in the community so much that these men and women, boys and girls, whatever you want to call them, that were like shitting on Daddy Dom Little Girl were all of a sudden all about being called daddy, all about doing little shit. I mean, it was weird. We had no littles in our community. And then by the time we left kind of doing the munches, they were literally holding little daddy little events. And it was like, wow. You know, I had a lot of these people like telling me how gross it was. And then 2 years later, that's what they're doing. So that was a big eye-opening thing for me, not to call people's kinks gross, not to shit on them, not to, you know, act like I'm better than you because I do a different type of kink. It was kind of like one of those things like, you know, you're going to say pet play stupid. And then in 6 months, you're going to be like, yeah, I have three kittens and a puppy, you know, like it's just that nonsense bullshit thing people do that, you know, that tell you, well, I would never, you know, stick needles in someone or I would never. And then like you catch them on FetLife in pictures. I put 50 needles in someone. Okay. Well, that's fun considering you were, you know, shitting on my needle stuff a week ago, but okay, we'll leave that be. But Daddy Dom Little Girl does get the stigma of being pedophilia. Like that'll pop up every once in a while. Someone will write something or someone will say something, or, you know, I hear, you know, wind of some getting around the community where, you know, like, you know, he's a daddy, he's just a pedophile or whatever. It's like calling it, and I use this analogy a lot, it's like calling a sadist an abuser. If someone's consenting and they're of consenting age, it's generally not considered abuse. So there's no, what I tell people is, and I think I've written this before, and maybe it's in one of the books, but I told people there's not a part of me that believes that my 40-something-year-old partner is a young child. Just like if I'm doing pet play, there's no part of me that believes the person in front of me actually fucking turned into a kitten. Magically. Like, it's one of these things where you're playing with taboos and you're playing with roles and you're playing with things. You know, I don't know any daddy that I've met or baby girl that I've met that is just doing that to tie them over until they can be a real pedophile. That's abhorrent to these people as anything is. Like, it's just, it doesn't make any sense. It's like one of these roles. Like, you don't... you can live the role, you can be 24/7, et cetera, et cetera, but you're not looking at the role as in I'm with a child. That it's just nonsense. So we got into a lot of that stigma when we first initially got in, and that stigma still goes around ever so often. It's not blatant, but you still hear things come up like that. Part of the problem is just that no one really understood what it meant. There's a lot of people that play with Daddy Dom Little Girl that don't do age regression. In fact, we rarely are ever age regressive in our play. You know, there's people that are Daddy Dom Little Girl that will say if you do age regression and sex, you're a pedophile. Totally not true. Totally not true again. You know, no one's... If you're a pedophile, you're a pedophile. Like, you're not going to do half-ass pedophile stuff. And that's not the point of it anyway. It's not the point to do half-assed pedophile stuff. There's no part of a daddy-dom little girl relationship that most of the people I know have ever, all the people I know have ever seen it as anything other than just a relationship or a dynamic. It's the same as master-slave. You don't really technically own that person as property if you're a master and you have a slave. It's a dynamic that you've created. If there's rules and boundaries and things about it and things that, you know that can break. Like, you know that you don't own that person. You can't go to the market and sell them. That's crazy talk. But when it comes to Daddy Dom Little Girl, people shut that part of their logic off and they just believe automatically that, well, it looks like pedophilia to me, so it must be pedophilia. So you can see, I told the story at the first episode, how disappointed and disgusted I was that people who thought this was pedophilia and gross, you know, 2 years later that it was popular, now all of a sudden they're doing it. So what does that say? If you think it's pedophilia and two years later you're doing it, are you doing pedophilia? I mean, it's a valid question. But again, for us who are in it and have been doing it and understand what it means, it's not pedophilia. It's being with someone who has a young spirit, being with someone who, you know, enjoys, you know, being young at heart, being playful and fun and funny. It's not always something that people are doing. Like people, for instance, would be like, they'd ask my baby girl, they'd be like, how do you function? Dude, she used to be a paramedic. Like I would call her and she'd be like, hold on, there's a car wreck. We're racing the ambulance at 85 miles an hour to get to this car wreck so I can save someone's life. And people just can't reconcile that she's not a helpless infant. You know, she was very, very capable and still is a very, very capable person. You know, part of the daddy-dom dynamic is you want to be taken care of. It. So as a little, you want to be kind of coddled. You want to find a way back to, you know, the joy of childhood, the joy of, you know, having a comforting space and having someone be there to take care of you for things. You know, it's like all of us. Like, you know, I'm 45. I love to play freaking Nintendo, play Super Mario Brothers. That's something I did when I was five. I didn't automatically become a five-year-old again. It's the joy of that I got when I was five playing Super Mario Brothers that I can recreate that now in my older age. So there's lots of things we do that are childish or that are, you know, playful and funny. And, you know, you can be a dad and tell dad jokes and think you're funny and it's just stupid, but it's a way of reliving, you know, childhood memories or having some of the joy of being a child again, having some of that childhood, you know, joy come back. So another thing people get mixed up about is, again, we talked about a little bit, but the age regression. So the age regression isn't like, for at least the people I've been around, isn't some disassociative state. It's not some state where they go into and they can't get themselves out of it. Like they're just like, you know, where they disassociate and actually believe they're the age that they regress to. It's not like that. It's again, the sinking into a role or a feeling that's more, I don't know, like when you're reading a book or when you're watching a movie and you imagine yourself as the main character and you're thinking, what would I do as the main character? That's more age regression with the people that I've talked to than this disassociative state where you actually believe you're the thing you're disassociating into. It's just not, I feel like that would be dangerous to play with someone in that state. So I'm not judging it. I'm not saying that it's something that I feel for me, it would be dangerous to play with someone in that state. I don't feel like that's 99% of daddy dom little girl dynamics. No one's regressing into the state, which is why I would get the question all the time, like, well, how does she exist in the world, you know, if she's a little? And like, she's not a little 24/7. She is my little 24/7, but she doesn't regress into that state 24/7. In fact, there's very rarely regression that happens. She still recognizes herself as a 40 something, but she wants to watch freaking Disney movies or something. So it's not this thing that people imagine it to be able to apply the stigma they have to it. So not a real long episode, just something that I felt was needed to be said, because it still does happen occasionally in the BDSM communities where people will look at that. And again, it goes through cycles. I mean, I've been through probably three of these cycles so far, where it's stigmatized and popular, then stigmatized and popular, then stigmatized and popular. So it's just probably one of those things that's good to have a podcast episode about if you're going to talk about BDSM, especially everything BDSM, because eventually that question is going to come up and I want someone to have this episode as a reference. Again, I highly recommend people check out the books that I wrote, How to Train Your Little series. It's on Amazon under the pseudonym J.E. Earl. Lots of good information. Some of the very first writings that I made on FET regarding littles and the daddy dom dynamic, initial thoughts, and you can see as those thoughts grew, you know, the initial thoughts were there of what it should look like, and then it grew into, you know, that vision. So definitely highly recommend checking them out. And with that, I'm going to sign off. Thanks for listening. This is your host, Rope Tiger Daddy. See you next time.